Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. A terrific film from India called The White Tiger is opening this week in a few theaters around the country. That's the way to see it if you can do it safely, but it'll also be terrific when it starts streaming on Netflix next week. It's a zestful epic blessed with rapier wit, casually dazzling dialogue, gorgeous cinematography, and at the center of it all, a sensational star turn by an actor, singer, and songwriter named Adarsh Gurov. He plays Balram, a smart and infinitely ambitious young man from an impoverished village, and something of a student of caste. Balram sees caste as a system in which men with big bellies, i.e. the masters, lord it over men with small bellies, i.e. the servants like him. He also views Indian society as a rooster coop he needs to escape by becoming an entrepreneur, even if that means putting up with a certain amount of servitude in the process. To that end, he smiles and vagals and fibs his way into a job as a driver for a despicable family of landlords who keep his village poor. Then he hurriedly learns to drive from a wild-eyed instructor who turns out to be another philosopher of social mobility. The road is a jungle, the man tells Balram. A good driver must roar to get ahead on it. The White Tiger was written and directed by Amin Bahrani. The problem in talking about it is the temptation to quote so many of its great lines and terrific jokes that there's no time left for describing the film, let alone giving the filmmakers their due. Balram narrates his own saga with infectious elation. He has scruples, but he keeps them under control. The star's range of feelings and moods is like an elite athlete's range of motion. He pulls off the almost impossible feat of portraying his character as a shameless liar, sycophant, obsequious self-promoter, and besmircher of family honor, and at the same time making him intensely likable. Until, as Balram warns toward the end, my story gets much darker from here. That story is hilarious and harrowing in equal measure, and I loved the film almost unreservedly. The latter passages feel rushed and a bit of a letdown, but only then does the scintillating style turn briefly flat. Amin Bahrami turns out to be exactly the right director for this social satire. One of his previous films, 99 Homes, was set in the midst of the American foreclosure crisis, and its hero was a moral chameleon who took on the color of evil without losing a tinge of empathy for those he evicted from their homes. In this film, Bahrani finds dazzling new colors for his new chameleon. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.